Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
Good morning, everyone at One Church. It is fabulous to be with you and connecting to you in your online service on this magnificent day. It's Father's Day. So to all the dads out there who are enjoying a wonderful Father's Day, God bless you. Have a great day. Some people would say every day is Father's Day, but listen, whatever's happening, enjoy it. I know in myself, I'm remembering my own father. He passed away in 2013. I think of him every single day, and I'm so grateful to the legacy that he has deposited in my life. And of course, we remember on a day like this, our glorious Heavenly Father, who is compassionate and loving and kind and gracious and merciful to us, and who has given us all so much. The Bible declares that every good and perfect gift comes from God above. And we just rejoice in the fact that today, whatever our condition, whatever our family looks like, whatever your world looks like, today we have a Father who loves us and who cares for us. And I want to take a very, very short reading from a beautiful, beautiful story in Genesis chapter 16. And while you're finding that, perhaps if you want to follow the little reading with me, you can. Let me just set the context. The context is about a young woman called Hagar. She's a foreigner. She is a slave. She's in a terrible position at this moment where she finds herself pregnant. And then she is cast out of the house that she is living in. So we pick up the story where this young woman is completely destitute. She's on her own. She has been abandoned. She has been treated appallingly. And she finds herself really in a position where unless something happens, her life is over. And at that moment, God comes to her and speaks to her and does something amazing into her life and blesses her. And she responds with these incredible words. Genesis chapter 16, and we'll pick it up from verse 13, and it says this: She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. I have now seen the one who sees me. Not many people know, but my claim to fame is that I actually was the Northern Ireland AAA champion at 1500 metres for under 15s. That's a bit of a mouthful, but I was the Amateur Athletics Association champion at under 15. I was very proud of that. I think my mother still got my medal as well. And I, as a teenager, I loved running. And in fact, I was part of a running club. And I used to run all over Northern Ireland. It was amazing. We got to travel somewhere different every Saturday. Now, as a result of that, my mum and dad really rarely came to see me race because it was a Saturday afternoon and we're traveling all over and it's really the last thing they want to do. My dad came and watched me a few times when I was playing football, but never really came to watch me run. It's a bit boring, actually, watching people run. And I totally understood that and didn't really expect him to do that. Well, one particular day, I was racing quite close to where we lived in a place called Woodvale Park in the border between North and West Belfast. And unbeknown to me, my dad decided to come and watch me race that particular day. And I didn't know that. I had no idea that he was turning up. Anyway, the race was under 18s. About 200 to 300 boys were taking part. It was a strong field. I wasn't expected to do very well. I was about 14 years of age at the time. Some of the best runners in my age group in Northern Ireland were there. So it was a pretty big event. We were doing 3.5 laps of the park. And so it was all set up. And so the race started and we got stuck into that. And as I came to the penultimate lap, it was 3.5 laps. And as I came to that penultimate lap in the park, I was pretty whacked, actually. I was probably lying way back in the 20s and 30s of the field. So I wasn't doing very well, wasn't really enjoying the race at all. And yet, as I was about to start the final lap, I heard a voice. It was my dad. And my dad shouted from the crowd, "Come on, son, you can do it. Now, I recognized that voice immediately. I knew it was him. And I heard him mention my name. He said, John, come on, son, you can do it. Come on, finish the race well. And he began to shout really loud. Now, my dad was quite a quiet man, very reserved, very gentle. So this was like completely out of character to him. And I was looking around, trying to see where he was. And I couldn't see him anywhere, but I heard his voice. Now, something amazing happened. I'd love to tell you that I ran so fast that I won the race, but that's just not going to happen. But actually, that final lap was incredible in that something of my energy returned, my enthusiasm and my passion returned. I started to run not just for myself, I started to run for my father. I knew he was waiting for me at the finishing line, and I thought, right, I'm going to do this for him. And miraculously, remarkably, I finished in the top 10. I actually moved up the field and finished seventh that day. My coach could not believe it. He thought it was amazing. And actually, I put that amazing finish, that remarkable finish, down to the fact that that day I heard my father's voice. Come on, son, you can do it. And actually, as I was reflecting on that, even out of the power of this story, there was a couple of things that struck me in that reflection, and that actually he saw me. My dad saw me when I wasn't even looking for him. I didn't even know he was there. And without knowing he was there, without looking for him, he saw me. He saw me as I was running. He looked for me and spotted me. And even though I wasn't looking for him, he saw me. What a remarkable idea that is for each of us. That just as Hagar wasn't looking for the Lord saw her. That just as I wasn't looking for my dad that day, didn't expect him to be there, my dad saw me. You know, Hagar's remarkable in that she's one of the few people in the Bible who names God. Many times God tells us his name in the Bible. Many times others tell us his name. But in this story, this young slave, isolated, alone, abused, and discriminated against, she names God. And what does she call him? The God who sees me. El Roi. The God who sees me. And here's what she was saying. When I wasn't looking for you, you saw me. You looked into my world and saw where I was. And what a remarkable thing it was that day in Woodville Park. When I wasn't looking for my dad, he saw me. And I love this about the Lord. The Lord often doesn't wait for us to create the moment, but rather he wants to step into our world. He wants to proactively and graciously and kindly come to each one of us. And even in the moments where we are not looking for him, he sees us. Remarkable idea that is there. And that day in the park, it wasn't just I wasn't looking for him. The second remarkable thought was I couldn't see him. When I heard his voice, I looked around and tried to see where he was, and there was a crowd of mums and dads and coaches and club members all standing near the start-finish line. I couldn't see him. I could hear his voice, but I couldn't see him. But even though I couldn't see him, because I heard his voice, I knew he could see me. I love this. There are moments, and maybe you're experiencing some of those moments right now in the midst of lockdown and the uncertainty of our future, and even some of the things you've gone through in the context of our restriction and social distancing and the fear and the anxiety that's all around COVID-19, that maybe in the midst of that you have struggled to see him. You've struggled as you've looked into the crowd, as you've looked into the circumstances of life. You can't really see him. But in those moments where we cannot see him, we need to be confident of the fact that he sees us. That in those days when I cannot feel him, I have to come back to this truth. He sees me. that in those days when my circumstances seem to suggest he's not around, I have the confidence to say he sees me. That actually in those moments when my own heart is struggling and downcast, I come to the place where I say he is the God who sees me. What a phenomenal idea that when I can't see him, he sees me. Hagar initially couldn't see him, but he saw her. I couldn't see my dad, but he saw me. Maybe right where you are, you're struggling to see the Lord. But right where you're sitting, he sees you because he loves you and he cares for you. And here's a third little idea from that story in the park. And it's very similar to Hagar as well, is actually knowing that day that my dad was there, knowing that day that he saw me and I heard his voice, literally changed me. It energized me. Genuinely, I'm not, you know, just making this up for a sermon. It really did. It was like I heard that voice and something happened to me because there was someone in the crowd that I knew loved me, had invested into me and wanted the best for me. And actually, when I heard my dad's voice, something inside me rose up. And an energy, I went for it in that final lap. Not just running for him. I think I was also running because his love, his commitment to me had touched me and energized me. Running both for myself and for him. What a remarkable idea. We see this in Hagar. Hagar's at the end. Hagar feels that her life is over. Hagar feels that she has been abandoned and she's in the middle of nowhere. And yet when the Lord comes to her, reveals himself to her, speaks to her, it energizes her. In fact, she's able to go back to the very home in which she was initially abused and treated quite badly. And there's an amazing story that develops there because not only God saw her, but because she saw him, not only because she spoke to him, but he spoke to her. Hagar's life was revolutionized and transformed. You are the God who sees me. And that day in the park, I wasn't looking for my dad and he saw me. I actually couldn't even see my dad and he saw me. But when I heard my dad's voice that day, something happened inside of me, which transformed me and enabled me to finish my race well. The Lord wants you to do well. The Lord wants you to finish. The Lord wants you to be a person who knows that in the midst of the race, in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of life, in the mundane, ordinary and routine moments, he is with you. He sees you. He is for you. He will never abandon you and he will never leave you. And he wants to pour himself into your world. As he poured himself into Hagar, he pours himself into you. As he poured himself into a broken world, he pours himself into you. As my father screamed and shouted that day in order to help his son go forward, so he cheers us on, speaking into our world because he wants the best for every one of us. He is the God who sees you. You know, as a dad myself, Dawn and I have raised three children together, and sometimes as a parent you find yourself in events and shows and concerts that ordinarily you probably wouldn't go to, but you're there because your child is taking part. I remember having to go to a dance show that Elena, our oldest, was taking part in, and she was part of a troupe of about 30 to 40 girls, and I didn't really want to be there, to be honest with you, but because my daughter was dancing, I went along, and something remarkable happened as the show started. There were, as I say, 30 to 40 girls on the stage at different times, and yet when Elena came on the stage, my eyes immediately went to her. I literally was only looking at her. Now, it wasn't because all those other girls weren't doing a great job. They were all dancing wonderfully well. But I couldn't take my eyes off Elena. I just followed her around the stage. And I realized I was doing that because she was the only one on that stage who was mine. My eyes were on her because she was mine. She literally came out of my body. She was part of me. And because she was part of me, I couldn't take my eyes off her. Wherever you are, there is a Father in heaven who made you, who loves you, who has invested everything into you. And he cannot take his eyes off you. And I want to encourage you today, wherever you are, wherever you're going through, he is the God who sees you. When you're not looking, he sees you. When you can't see him, he sees you. He sees you in every moment of every day. And when he sees you, he will always act on your behalf because he loves you. He sees you today because you are his. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, know this. You are his and he sees you. Lord Jesus, I just pray for my brothers and sisters right now, wherever they are, wherever they're watching this, however they're engaging, that like Hagar, they will know that you are the God who sees them. That, Lord, whatever their circumstances, they will have a confidence that you are the God who sees them. That, Lord, whatever their condition, that faith will rise within them to know that you are the God who sees them. And, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that each of us will be encouraged, inspired, uplifted, and empowered by a truth that says, whatever is going on, you are the God who sees me. And so I pray the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord will turn his face towards you and give you his peace. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.